If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Divisive primaries.
You know, it matters who your governor is.
Diesel dilemma.
The rising costs have been hurting my pocket.
Increasing elder fraud.
All I can remember is sending money all over the country.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It's Trump versus Pence in Georgia. Their names aren't on the Republican ballot, but the former president and his vice president are on opposite sides in the state's Republican primary for governor. Voters will choose from an incumbent who has stood up to Trump in his effort to overturn 2020 election results and a challenger he encouraged to get into the race. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp shared the stage last night with longtime ally, former Vice President Mike Pence.
Governor Brian Kemp for 4 more years at the State House.
That puts them at odds with former President Donald Trump, who pushed former Senator David Perdue to enter the governor's race.
Brian Kemp is a turncoat, he's a coward, and he's a complete and total disaster.
But Perdue is turning his focus to the unopposed Democratic candidate for governor, Stacey Abrams, and these comments she made last weekend.
I am tired of hearing about being the best state in the country to do business when we are the worst state in the country to live.
Trump's hand-picked candidate for U.S. Senate, ex-NFL player Herschel Walker, is expected to easily win his primary, setting himself up for a race against Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock.
There's also primary voting today in Alabama, where incumbent Republican Governor Kay Ivey faces 8 challengers.
We've done a lot there, but there's still a whole lot more to do, so I look forward to meeting with the people.
In Arkansas, former Trump White House press secretary Sarah Sanders is favored to win the Republican nomination for governor.
We have to change the way that we look at education. For so long, we have just kind of pushed kids through the system.
The AAA says the national average for a gallon of gas is still right around $4.60. Diesel fuel is higher and broke price records last week. And as we hear from CBS's Carter Evans, that affects shipping companies and factors into nearly everything we buy.
A regular fill up would have been, just say 6 months ago, about $700. Now it's about $1,000.
It's what truckers are facing across the country for diesel, and you're paying the price, according to oil analyst Tom Kluza.
If you're ordering anything that moves by freight, it comes via fuel surcharges. Probably not the worst of the diesel surcharges. That'll come next month.
The Biden administration is now considering tapping a rarely used diesel reserve to help ease prices.
It'll help, but it doesn't move the needle much.
Andy says fuel prices could keep rising if any refineries were to shut down.
August looks like it's going to be a very active hurricane season in the Gulf of Mexico, where half of our refining capacity is on the coast.
President Biden is heading home from Asia. He wrapped things up with a summit over the growing threat from China.
On his final day here in Asia, the president was asked about what he said the day before, when he unequivocally pledged to defend Taiwan from a Chinese attack. He was asked if the 4-decade-old American policy of strategic ambiguity on the question is now dead. He insisted it's not.
No.
He spent the day huddling with fellow leaders of the 4-country regional security group known as the Quad. The president repeated his concern that Beijing is eyeing Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
The fundamental principles of international order, territorial integrity and sovereignty, international law, human rights must always be defended.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Tokyo.
Russian diplomat Boris Bondarev says he has no plans to leave Geneva, but admits he's concerned about Moscow's possible reaction to his abrupt resignation. He says he's ashamed about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Inflation anxiety may be driving how we in the United States feel about supporting Ukraine. An AP poll shows 51% say the focus should be limiting damage to the U.S. economy. 45% say the bigger priority should be sanctioning Russia. In March, that number was 55%.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
The House Ethics Committee is investigating allegations North Carolina Republican Madison Cawthorn had a conflict of interest in cryptocurrency he promoted and whether he engaged in an improper relationship with a staffer. Cawthorn's office says he's been falsely accused and has committed no wrongdoing. The latest suspected case of monkeypox in the U.S. is in the Seattle area. Dr. Jeff Duchin is a local public health official.
This particular cluster of international cases, 100 plus, happens to include a significant number of men who have sex with men and are assumed to be sexually transmitted.
There have also been suspected monkeypox cases in Utah, New York, and Florida, and one confirmed case in Massachusetts. Health officials say they're prepared to use vaccines and antiviral medications if necessary. The government says births were up in the U.S. last year, but still lower than before the pandemic. It was a small 1% increase. 2020, the first year of the pandemic, saw the largest one-year drop in births in half a century. But what has increased during the pandemic are cases of elder fraud, with 92,000 victims last year alone. Here's CBS's Jeff Pagaz.
Sherry, who asked us not to use her full name, got a phone call warning that her bank records had been found in a car that was loaded with illegal drugs.
I went into a state of shock.
The caller told her that he was a DEA agent and he wanted cash, or else she was going to be in trouble.
Hundreds and thousands of dollars.
$200,000?
Higher.
$400,000?
Higher.
FBI agent Ronald Miller, who was chasing the scammers, showed up to warn Sherry.
They're trustworthy. They believe it's legit.
According to a recent FBI report, older Americans like Sherry were scammed out of $1.7 billion in 2021, a 74% increase in 1 year.
I was the target of an elder fraud scheme.
Even former FBI and CIA Director William Webster was scammed.
If it can happen to me, it can happen to you.
Jeff Begays, CBS News, Chesterfield, Virginia.
Amber Heard's lawyers say they're still considering possibly calling Johnny Depp to the stand in his libel trial against her that's now in its sixth week. Jurors have already heard from both of them. Each was on the stand for 4 days earlier.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great-tasting, high-quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
A long-standing symbol of the past in New York City is no more.
Cameras clicked to capture crews removing the city's last remaining working payphone in Times Square. It's now headed to the Museum of the City of New York as part of its new Analog City exhibit, which looks back at life in the city before computers. Free high-speed Wi-Fi stands have been replacing phone booths in New York since 2015, but Link NYC says private payphones could still exist. There are also four Superman booths or full-length phone booths left in the city, but they're no longer in service. Monica Ricks, CBS News, New York.
Airbnb says it will stop offering short-term rentals in China and instead focus on serving Chinese tourists who want temporary lodging in other countries. The company blames competition, regulation, and pandemic issues. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.